Seems like Robert Sergeant Shriver Jr. remained influential in nearly every aspect of his life, not just politically, and not just in his family life, but even in the way that he died. He made an impact on the United States. He was a brother-in-law to President John F. Kennedy. He died yesterday in Bethesda, Maryland, at the age of 95. Best known as wife to Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who died in 2009, father to Maria Shriver. He was the founding director of the Police Corps. He was the architect of the War on Poverty. He served as U.S. ambassador to France in the late 1960s. And he ran for vice president in 1972 with Democratic presidential candidate George McGovern. Sergeant Shriver was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 2003, and here to talk with us is Douglas Brinkley, professor of history at Rice University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Among such an incredible life history, what do you think Sergeant Shriver will end up going down best remembered for?
Well, he's really best remembered as being one of the Kennedy loyalists, somebody who was part of the family in the inner circle, and who was given a job that could have been make or break, run the Peace Corps, and turned it into solid gold for the United States and really for the world. The Peace Corps became one of John F. Kennedy's most successful programs. It really showed that he was different than his predecessor, Dwight Eisenhower, in the way that he was trying to engage America in the Cold War by not just seeing who has the most nuclear weapons, but by trying to win hearts and minds of poor third world countries, places like Ghana or Pakistan, you know, to send young people there to try to work on agriculture, healthcare, medical programs, teaching. And it was a great success. And as a corollary, he really is one of the key architects of Johnson administration's Great Society programs, legal services, Head Start, you know, Job Corps, Community Action, Upward Bound, VISTA, those types of programs. I mean, it really affected a lot of people's lives that are listening right now. And so anything he touched had a humanitarian cast to it, and that's not a bad legacy to have when you die.
Well, and that includes the way that he died. Since his diagnosis with Alzheimer's in 2003, he and his family decided they were going to be very public about the fact that he was suffering from Alzheimer's, and they wanted to normalize the disease instead of making it into what's called an unspoken epidemic. So he even turned his twilight years into a further humanitarian exercise, you might say.
Well, that's right, and it's good Samaritanism. Sergeant Shriver was a person who tried to kind of live a religious life in the sense of trying to always do what would help other people no matter what the circumstances. Remember that you weren't suffering alone. If you had pain in your life, others did, and you were trying to alleviate that pain. He was a pioneer at talking openly about Alzheimer's in many ways. When we take a look at Sergeant Shriver, he's going to be remembered. It's not just a minor figure. I think when you really have to write about the Kennedy and Johnson years, it's impossible to do those books, without really at least grappling with who Sergeant Shriver was, because he represented the do-goodism of the new frontier.
Well, even beyond, and as Douglas Brinkley listens to a very old-fashioned sounding telephone bell there, Douglas Brinkley is professor of history, of course, at Rice University. You know, when just before Ted Kennedy died, when Eunice Kennedy Shriver passed, many commented within the Kennedy clan that Eunice's legacy for public service would possibly exceed any of the other Kennedys. And in fact, as a couple, Sergeant Shriver and Eunice Kennedy Shriver really represent a pairing in Washington and in public service that we don't often see in the United States. This truly, obsessive mission to give back and to create new territory for giving back in public service.
Well, that's nicely put. And yeah, you just mentioned the name Shriver in Washington, D.C., and it's almost like royalty because they were the heart and soul of so many fundraisers, so many different innovative types of ideas of how to raise money. I mean, today it's done, in a mass market style, but they really kind of were the first couple to really make this sort of find your choice celebrity cause and that, you know, and get behind it in a full bore fashion. And they often gravitated towards people that just were being neglected. They wanted to see, right, you know, people's lives improved by whatever they touched.
Well, and yet, Douglas Brinkley, so often people like that are admired in Washington, and they are mentioned in campaign speeches and from the podium in Congress, but their policies and their actual actions are not emulated, and they're not quoted when it comes down to writing law. Do you think that Sergeant Shriver's political and humanitarian legacy will actually survive in an effective way in law?
That's an interesting question. I'd have to say probably no. And I don't want to overstate the life of Sergeant Shriver either. I mean, when he was picked by George McGovern in 1972 to be his VP candidate, it was a healing measure because of the Eagleton affair had gotten so messy, and Eagleton had to step down due to personal problems. And Sergeant Shriver was welcomed, but nevertheless, it was the largest landslide in American history at that time. People weren't that thrilled to be pulling levels in the voting booths for Sergeant Shriver. So I don't think we want to overstate his importance. But what it was is he had a kind of old-style grace. It became synonymous with what the best of what Camelot was. They to meet Sergeant Shriver was just to be, you know, be embraced. He was genial. It was impossible not to like him. He only had a good word for his fellows, whoever he met. And so he had a kind of personality that was hard to resist. And he used that charm, if you'd like, for great causes, and people recognized it. It was hard to say no to Sergeant Shriver when he asked you for something, and Eunice, because you knew that the money was going to go in the right place and that it was coming from their hearts.
That is Douglas Brinkley, the professor of history at Rice University, remembering Robert Sergeant Shriver, died yesterday in Bethesda, Maryland, at the age of 95.